I don't think there was ever a more competent or professional man than the Apostle Paul, one who had all the personal tools for ministry, one who had an education, who came from a good family, who had more or less good health. His eyes may have been giving him some problems. It may have been that thorn in the flesh. But in general, he was able to do his work. He had health to travel and to walk all over the known world and to stand boldly and have the ability to speak with people of importance as well as the very common person. A lot of personal qualifications. But the Apostle Paul knew and testified about who was responsible for anything good that you could say about him, and that was Jesus Christ. Listen to what Paul said to Timothy, a young man that he was mentoring. He called Timothy his son in the Lord. That is, Timothy came to the faith through the ministry of Paul, and Paul mentored him into the ministry, and he wrote a letter of advice to him, and this is what he said, 1 Timothy, the first chapter, and the 12th verse. And I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ may show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. You see, the Apostle Paul knew where his strength came from. He knew where his success in ministry came from. He knew that all the good things that could be said about him were spoiled by the sin that had dwelled in him, and by the way that he said by his own admission, he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and hurt people. But he said, I obtained mercy, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love toward me that is in Christ Jesus. You see, we owe everything to Jesus Christ. We owe it all. None of us can say that we improved ourselves, that we justified our own sins, that we changed our bad behavior to good behavior. Of course, we have to strive and be obedient, but it's Jesus Christ who has grace and mercy and love for us. And we should say with the Apostle Paul, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. O Lord God, I praise your name, because without you I am nothing. I did not have an ability to reform myself. I did not have the ability to break the addictions that were in my life. I had talent, I guess, Lord. I could speak well, and I could teach. But you are the wise one. You are the one that helped me and gave me a ministry and brought me into it, Lord, that I may bless other people and be blessed myself in service to you. Thank you, O God. I know that I am nothing without you. And unto the only wise God, the King of kings, Jesus, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, to you be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.